For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. A month from now, Steffi Kong was going to be draped in the same black satin gown as the rest of her fellow graduates. But as it will be for a lot of colleges in 2020, Converse College is foregoing its May 16th celebration, opting instead for a virtual ceremony that has been rescheduled for a formal ceremony set, at least for now, for August 29th.
It's kind of a bittersweet feeling in the sense that, yes, I, like most of my fellow peers as well, we feel, you know, disappointed and upset that we don't get to, you know, actually go through the process, the ceremony, which is kind of like the highlight of our 4 years, you know, working so hard and getting that degree.
Hang on to that sentiment. We'll come back to it in a bit. For now, it's probably better to discuss Kong's degree path, which seems rather prescient in the spring of 2020. She's a double major, biochemistry, you know, the science of how chemicals like, say, medicines and vaccines interact within the body, and psychology, you know, the science of how the mind deals with situations it gets handed. Kong is aiming that double major right at medical school, which she has applied to and hopes to begin this coming fall. But if her degree path seems a little spot on in the midst of a pandemic, know that this is not Steffi Kong's first rodeo.
I've actually had two viruses before. The first one was actually the parental strain of this COVID virus. It's called SARS. And then because of that, my immune system was very compromised. 3 years later, I had H1N1, which was the swine flu.
In 2003, Kong was a little girl in Singapore. When the outbreak of sudden acute respiratory syndrome, a coronavirus, hit Singapore, its government responded with immediate and sweeping controls that disrupted businesses, social life, and the country's healthcare system. But a 2006 report from the U.S. National Institutes of Health say that Singapore's rapid response kept the number of infections and deaths extremely low. Singapore reported 238 cases and 33 deaths from SARS in a country of a little more than 5 million. That's roughly the same population as South Carolina in a country less than one-tenth our size. When the H1N1 swine flu broke out a few years later, Kong was in much fuller company. About 270,000 Singaporeans got it with her, which helps explain why she hasn't gone home to see her family, something she'd really like to be able to do.
My parents and I were saying, like, what's the increased risk of me going to these transit cities, especially now with flights, there's no more direct flights because of the whole situation. So I definitely have to transit at like four different big cities, like in the United States and Japan or Italy, Europe, and that's going to increase my chances of exposure.
So Kong is staying in the States for now, which leads us back to something that she was looking forward to doing here, which is taking part in the graduation ceremony that she's spent 4 years getting to. This spring was to be the penultimate all-female graduating class at Converse College. The Spartanburg-based school announced in February that it will, after more than 130 years, go co-ed for the fall of 2021. So Kong was to be among some of the last to walk with a women-only graduating class. She says that some of her classmates are quite upset to not have the ceremony. Some, for instance, are the first in their families to graduate from college, and those families were looking forward to being there for the big moment. But while Kong is disappointed, she sees a much bigger picture.
As I think more about it and reflect more about it, graduation is like the highlight of the 4 years, but that's not, you know, the main thing about 4 years. Like, that's only like probably 2% of that 4 years. There are other memories and experiences that's going to stay with us for the lifetime, and that's what really matters.
Such as?
I was on the tennis team as well, so my season was canceled too, but that's not what I remember the most. I remember like going on those bus trips with my teammates. I remember those days whereby we had to do sprints and we were literally dying on the court. I remember those close matches whereby we won and all of us just gets into a team hug and we were just yelling at each other, or even in the classroom, just you hear students, science students screaming in the hallway about their lab reports, or you are just in your professor's office crying or just eating carbs during exam week. These are the things that you remember.
As mentioned, Converse College is planning to hold its spring commencement ceremony just in August. Whether Kong attends depends on whether she's still here. She might be back in Singapore by then, or, as she really hopes, she might be away at medical school. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.